Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bondi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Trust account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Chief Chikwanda calls for military intervention to restore order at Kanyelele gold mine. A woman, four others deny manslaughter charges in skeletal remains case. And in global news, UN aid truck comes under attack in Sudan. With the evening main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafola Mulenga. Chief Chikwanda of the Bemba people in Mpika district in Muchinga province is urging government to deploy defense forces to Kanyelele gold mine to restore order, citing escalating lawlessness, environmental degradation and growing social crises linked to illegal mining activities. Speaking during a meeting with officials from Planet Gold Zambia project, Chief Chikwanda expressed deep concern over increasing reports of drug abuse, gender-based violence, and the presence of violent gangs in and around the gold mining area. The traditional leader highlighted the failure of existing law enforcement efforts to restore order due to lack of capacity to effectively manage the crisis. Chief Chikwanda has further lamented that some groups are operating violently and exploiting the community without delivering any benefits in return. He has since called on government to urgently bring in defense personnel to restore calm and to ensure responsible mining practices.
Yeah, that is what we want. Let them involve the people from ZNS so that our situation there can be brought to normal. Otherwise, the way it is, you are going to see for yourself there is entropy. That's my appeal to the government. Let's bring in people from the defense force as quickly as possible. Because me personally, I don't go to the mines there, but I've been receiving reports. So you just find a way of extracting that information from the people who are at the mines there. Otherwise, there has been a lot of crime, death, drug abuse, things like that.
A Lusaka woman and her four accomplices, including three of her daughters, have pleaded not guilty to manslaughter following the discovery of her husband's skeletal remains in their home. The five appeared before Lusaka High Court Judge Anna Ononuju to enter their pleas. 52-year-old Sylvia Kalaba and the other four accused face a single count of manslaughter contrary to Section 199 of the Penal Code. The indictment alleges they caused the death of George Kalaba. Authorities arrested Mrs. Kalaba, her three children, and a neighbor in January of 2025 after skeletal remains identified as those of George Kalaba were found at their Garden Luangwa compound residence, an incident investigations believe occurred 2 years ago. Trial and application for bail have been scheduled for the 17th of June 2025. Makeni Police Station is investigating a case of child abandonment in which a one-month-old infant was abandoned outside a gate. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says the report was made by Hamze Faoud, a Lebanese national residing in Makeni Road, who reported having found an abandoned baby outside his gate. Mr. Hamonga says brief facts are that Mr. Faoud, on the material day, around 20-30 hours, while at his residence, was alerted by the was alerted by the persistent barking of his dogs, and after checking outside, he discovered a baby crying nearby. He explains that the male infant, estimated to be about 1 month old, was wrapped in a baby blanket and left alone. Mr. Hamonga says officers responded promptly and secured the baby, who was then taken to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, for medical observation, and has since been taken to a safe home by the Department of Social Welfare, where he is currently receiving care.
According to Mr. Faudi, on the same day, around 20-30 hours while at his residence in the Londora area of Makeni, he was alerted by the persistent barking of his dog. Upon checking outside, he discovered the dog standing by the gate and a baby crying nearby. When he opened the gate, he found a male infant, estimated to be about 1 month old, wrapped in a baby blanket and left alone. He immediately contacted Makeni police station. Officers responded promptly and secured the baby, who was then taken to Investigation Hospital for medical observation. The child was briefly admitted and has since been taken to a safe home by the Department of Social Welfare, where he is currently receiving care.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has launched a road safety stakeholder engagement tour in Eastern Province to tackle the growing number of road crashes involving motorcyclists. Key stakeholders, including traditional leaders, health officials, the police, provincial ministers and biker associations such as Gatoma, have been engaged in discussions on curbing traffic incidents and promoting road safety. RATSA Head of Public Relations Chilufya Mwelwa has stressed the need for collaborative efforts to address the rising number of traffic incidents, particularly those resulting in fatalities and serious injuries among motorcyclists. Ms. Mwelwa says the stakeholders discussed the importance of awareness campaigns to promote road safety and encourage behavioral change among road users, and the need to adopt safety measures such as wearing helmets and reflective gear, as they were crucial in preventing accidents. She says the health officials underscore the burden that road traffic injuries place on the healthcare system and stress the need for preventive strategies, especially that Chipata records an average of 13 motorbike accidents per day.
On a daily basis, Chipata alone records about 13 accidents daily, and every week the community is barring one person who has been killed from a motorcycle accident. This is really alarming. So stakeholders, we have sat down and discussed the critical role of awareness campaigns, enforcement of traffic laws, as well as the adoption of safety measures such as wearing helmets as well as reflective gear. So we also have noted that the participation of traditional leaders cannot be overemphasized. They speak to their subjects. They are able to command action. And for us, this is really important, and we are placing them at the top of the agenda in collaborating.
In global news, United Nations trucks carrying aid for the war-torn Sudanese region of North Darfur have been attacked. With initial reports of multiple casualties, a spokesperson for the organization has said. The Sudanese government said guards, drivers, and civilians had been killed in the assault, which it blamed on the Rapid Support Forces RSF, a paramilitary group fighting the army in a grueling civil war. However, the RSF blamed the army for the assault, which took place in the town of El Koma on Monday night. The BBC reports on this and other global news stories.
A UN convoy trying to deliver food in North Darfur in Sudan has come under attack. The UN said there'd been casualties. It didn't say who carried out the assault. The Sudanese government and the paramilitary RSF have accused each other. 200 prisoners have escaped from a Pakistani jail after an earthquake in Sindh province. Police say they've recaptured 90 escapees. A court in Germany has found a man guilty of crimes against humanity for murdering and torturing people in Syria. He was sentenced to life in prison for operating a militia in his hometown of Bosra al-Sham in the early days of the civil war.
You're listening to the evening news on Phoenix FM. We have business news after the break.
Phoenix FM, your voice matters. We're always looking for ways to improve your listening experience. And now it's your turn to help shape the future of your favorite station. Take part in our quick listener and news surveys and tell us what you love, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can serve you better.
get the link, just WhatsApp the word survey to 0978-895-895. That's survey to 0978-895-895. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback makes a big difference. Phoenix FM.